News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
Don't you dare try and sing to that, please. Okay, the music and lyrics of our national anthem, Our Own Navin, are out of copyright since 2012, and Fianna Fáil Senator Mark Daly wants your opinion on what to do next. He joins us on the line. And Mark, why does this concern you?
The fact that it is now fallen out of copyright, we're looking for the public to get involved in the Shannon's public consultation process, and we're inviting submissions from all citizens, particularly transition year history students, to consider what the state should do now in light of the fact that it is no longer protected by copyright. The national anthem, of course, is one of our main symbols of the state, the harp and the flag being the other two. Both of these are protected. The harp has a patent on it by the state, and the protocol division of the Taoiseach's department are in charge and have responsibility over the national flags. And in fact, they updated that protocol last year in 2016 in conjunction with the Thomas F. Maher Foundation. What we came across in our research on the national flag was that actually the Irish language version was never actually formally adopted. And protocol and the copyright laws were changed by the European Union, which extended the copyright for 70 years after the death of the author. So Padraig Kearney died in 1942, and therefore in December 2012, the copyright lapsed. And okay, now has already been used in advertising campaigns.
But that's one of your concerns. But what are that was just about to ask you, what are the risks associated with it being out of copyright?
Well, just that, like a clothing company used it for an online advertising campaign.
This is Paul Galvin, I believe.
The Paul Galvin case, yeah. And he was able to do so is because the copyright had fallen out of existence. Now, what we're looking at and what we're asking for the public is, should there be protocols, should there be guidelines, should there be legislation brought in? Should advertising using the national anthem be allowed, or should we just let that to the court of public opinion as to whether or not somebody who uses the national anthem in what I would believe is an inappropriate way should be held to account by the public by not supporting their products or otherwise. Mm. So it's a public consultation process. We're asking people to get involved because essentially this is their anthem. And they have a say in it, and they should have a say in it.
But Our Own Navin, like, since we were children, all of us, we grew up. But it's as our national anthem, it is the only piece of music we feel it's almost sacred, to the extent that it is very much a symbol of our state. And we stand for it when we hear it instinctively. Well, some of us of a certain age do. How could it be misused? Or how could you, and what kind of penalties could you introduce if it was misused?
Well, I suppose we have looked at other jurisdictions and what they have done, and in some countries they fine people for not singing it with vigour, the national anthem with vigour. In Canada, they simply defined the lyrics in legislation, they defined the music, and then they left it into the public domain, and then it was left up to the public to decide whether or not somebody using it inappropriately should be supported, especially in the advertising world. And by and large, people do not disrespect their national anthems in other jurisdictions.
And by the way, when did you notice this, that it was out of copyright since 2012?
Well, actually, I noticed it in the run-up to the lapse of the copyright. Someone brought it to my attention. I tried to get the government to support legislation that would protect it. And we had two attempts since 2012 to bring in the National Anthem Protection Bill, both of which the government didn't support.
The Fine Gael government, the main party in the government, didn't want to support a bill to protect our national anthem.
Unfortunately, they did say that they would bring in legislation that would protect it, and unfortunately that did not happen, which is why I brought in two bills to try and do so. And now, following consultation with my colleagues across the House in the Senate, we've decided to go through the public consultation process, which I am currently coordinating. And what we are doing is writing out to experts in copyright law, in patent, lecturers in universities, all the second level schools because we want them to get engaged.
Because we're running out of time here, Mark, and I'm fascinated by this, but when was our On the Vian, can you remind me, adopted as our national anthem?
Even that is a bit vague. The history of it was that it was adopted in the early years of the state in 1926.
When Fine Gael were in power?
Back in the foundation of the state, but it was actually sung in the GPO in Easter week 1916, so its history goes back a long way. And as you said, you know, it is there for the most important state occasions, and 100 years after the 1916 rising, it was sung again outside the GPO for the 100th anniversary of the rising. So it is one of those key symbols of the state. But what we're trying to do with the public consultation process is get the people's opinion as to what should happen now.
And just very quickly, what did they do? They go online, and where did it go online?
They can make submissions. So they go onto the Oireachtas website. There's a public consultation page there, and they can email in their submissions. There's a number of questions and queries that we're trying to get the people to answer and to engage in. But anyone is entitled to make a submission, and we will put all those submissions online as well.
Fianna Fáil Senator Mark Daly doing something very patriotic. Thank you very much for that.